Hello, everyone. I'm Jackie Britton with this exclusive Game Day Live interview the night before the big Jets game, joined by Austin Colley. Now, Austin, you played your first game as a Patriot last week against the Saints. How did it feel just being back in the swing of things?
It was awesome. Honestly, wouldn't have asked for it any different. Just to be able to be back out there on the field with the team and be able to contribute, it was fun and felt like home.
I think fun's kind of an understatement.
Yeah.
It's a really good game.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, after a week of practice, the night before a rival game against AFC East opponent, the New York Jets, what's there left to do at this point? What's going through your mind the night before?
Usually I just review the call sheet, review the plays that we'd gone over, make any last reminders for myself and just kind of visualize each play.
Okay, well, do you have a little bit of fun? Do you have any superstitions or anything that you have to do every day there's a game or every night before the game?
Usually, before the game, I try to watch The Office, the show The Office. Just try to stay as loose as possible on game day. I think the anxiety and the stress of it all and the worry about making sure that you're going to be in the right spot and the right assignments, that kind of ends. Or that has to end Friday night for me. Saturday is just all about preparing to go and just kind of playing to your natural ability and not thinking too much. I'll watch a couple episodes of The Office to kind of keep me relaxed.
That's a new one. All right, cool. Well, good luck tomorrow. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
All right, so Austin Colley there. Now, a little bit of news here. The biggest storyline has been whether Rob Gronkowski will travel. Well, the biggest news today, Rob Gronkowski did travel. Now, that does not mean that he will play on Sunday. That, of course, is yet to be seen, but he did travel. Aqib Talib did not. So as much as people will be paying attention to the offense and their ups and downs, the roller coasters that they've had, I'm going to be paying a close eye on the defense, especially this will be the first full game without Jerod Mayo. So I'm going to be looking at Dante Hightower, Jamie Collins, Dane Fletcher, Brandon Spikes, a lot of those guys in the secondary, see how they step up in those absences. So that'll do it for your exclusive Game Day Live report. Enjoy the game, everyone.